He who saves one life saves the world entire. And the most important life to save is your own. After all, it's the place where you have the most power. So join shadow worker and trauma therapist Laura Giles each week on It's Not You, It's Me. We'll uncover what's in shadow and learn the things you need so you can heal yourself, grow yourself, know yourself, love yourself, be yourself, and share yourself. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, it's time to drop the self-sabotage and limiting beliefs. A healthy, abundant, connected life is an option. Choose it. Subscribe, and let's start manifesting it.
What goes on in the mind of an introvert? That's what we're going to be exploring today in this podcast. I'm going to give you 30 things introverts wish that you knew in 30 minutes or less. At least that's my goal. If you have an introvert in your life, this can help you to understand them and connect better. If you are an introvert, you can thank me in the comments and add anything that I have left off the list. I aim to help you get to know yourself and others better. And if I have done that, consider liking, sharing, subscribing, or reviewing the podcast because it helps to spread the love and keep the podcast going. Thanks. Now, keep in mind that these are generalities. They won't apply to every introvert every time. I'm an introvert and some of these don't apply to me. You have to get to know people to really get a sense of them. So this isn't meant to put anyone in a box. Just give you some generalities that you may not know about introverts. All right. Number one is that introversion is not a problem that needs to be solved. I saw this book once written by an authority that was about helping your introverted child become an extrovert. That's about as cruel as trying to make your left-handed child right-handed. Introversion is not a disease or a problem. It's just a different way of processing the world. When I was a kid, I was a pretty extreme introvert. I absolutely hated when people would try to draw me out and make me stop expressing the way that I was expressing. I actually still don't like that. So forcing me to function as an extrovert is not my favorite thing. Saying things like, if you just get out of your shell, or if you went out and talked to more people, isn't helpful because my social interaction is comfortable for me, even if it's not for you. Trust that I can take care of myself. Number two, introverts are not the same. A lot of people think that introvert means that a person is shy or anxious. An introvert is someone who recharges alone. An extrovert is someone who recharges with people. That's it. Other than that, there is variability among introverts. Restrained introverts are conservative and don't open up easily. Social introverts prefer small group gatherings or alone time, but otherwise function just fine. Anxious introverts may suffer from an anxiety disorder or simply need time to build up to situations that make them nervous. And thinking introverts are the silent and smart type that have trouble turning off their brain. So you have to get to know someone to know which type they are. Number three. Introverts are often slow processors, especially if you're talking about a new topic. We need time to process before we can tell you what we think. Needing an answer now or asking me to come up with something off the top of my head may not work out so well. I had an introverted client once who needed a lot of time to think. I often thought she zoned out or didn't hear me when I asked a question, but I stayed silent, and she always spoke when she was ready. And I always knew that it was a thoughtful answer, not something that she just said to shut me up or to please me. And that leads me to number four, and that silence is okay. Every moment doesn't have to be filled with chatter. In fact, it can be downright exhausting. I think most people feel that their favorite people are those that they can be quiet with. The moment feels complete, safe, and connected within the silence. I think most introverts prefer that quality of conversation over quantity. And if there isn't something entertaining, educational, or meaningful to share, it's better to stay quiet. So small talk is tedious and painful. So maybe instead of, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, The introvert mantra might be, if you don't have something purposeful to say, don't say anything. Number 5, people time is often followed by alone time. Introverts can do big social gatherings, but if they disappear for a while afterwards, know that this is self-care to recharge. It's sometimes called a social hangover. So just because you see them partying and having a good time doesn't mean that it's not taking a toll. There's some science around this that suggests that it has something to do with dopamine levels. Too much is overstimulating, but it doesn't have to be socializing. It could just be being with a lot of people at work or going shopping or having a traditional holiday season with a lot of social demands. Introverts need time alone. It can take days for some to recover. So if your introvert disappears, don't worry. They'll come back for air when they're ready. Nothing's wrong. They're just doing them. Number 6, introversion isn't about low self-esteem. Most introverts are pretty chill and don't put on airs because they're self-assured. They don't need to be flashy, seen, or dramatic. Extroverts aren't outgoing because they're more confident necessarily. Sometimes that's a mask to hide their insecurities. So whether you're introverted or extroverted, you can't make a judgment about what's going on inside. When I was little, an adult assumed that I was anxious about something in school because I was shy. Well, that wasn't the issue at all. I just didn't want to do what they wanted me to do, and I knew that I didn't want to do it. I didn't need encouragement or an ego boost to feel like I could do it. I just made up my mind. I was pretty confident, even as a child. So this didn't happen often, but I felt unseen and condescended to and remembered that that felt horrible. I wouldn't want anyone else to be subjected to that because of an untrue assumption. It's always a good idea to ask for more details rather than assume. Number 7, introverts are social and have fine social skills. Their ideas of what social means might be different from their extroverted friends. They usually prefer smaller gatherings and to be with familiar people and surroundings. So social skills don't have anything to do with how we recharge. We all learn them from our parents and the environment. And if we had healthy mentors, we learned healthy skills. If we didn't, we didn't. Humans are social creatures. We need each other for companionship, to know ourselves, for entertainment, and all kinds of things. The only way to get what we need is to be social. Everybody needs that. If social skills are a problem, those skills can be learned. Number 8, what others see as wishy-washy or isolating is a form of self-care. Introverts may commit to doing something or going somewhere and then backing out at the last minute. They may avoid committing altogether. You want an RSVP, but they won't give you one until the last minute. Or they never agree to go or do anything with you, so you give up. This can be frustrating for others and feel like rejection, but it's how some introverts take care of themselves. If they can't be sure that an environment won't be overstimulating, they might just bail. It might sound like a better option than getting there and then leaving. Some people see this as selfish, lazy, or uncaring. If you aren't sure about your introvert's motivations, ask. They are typically open to talking about it if they feel that you can hear them without judgment. Number 9, introverts' brains work differently. It's like left brain and right brain people. An introverted brain has more activity in the frontal lobe and more gray matter. Even when relaxed, the introvert brain has more activity and processes more quickly than the extrovert brain. And this is one of the reasons for that lower threshold for stimulation. It's just tiring to think. There's a whole lot going on. I remember when I was in college, I was absolutely exhausted, even though I was just sitting in class all day. I told my boss that I'd much rather be running a marathon than reading all those books and writing all those papers. It's a different type of energy and fatigue that you may not understand if you're not an introvert. When we say we need quiet, nature, or to do nothing, it's real. It's not laziness or excuses. Number 10, introverts are less swayed by outside influences, your opinions, social media, politics, religion, and advertising. They have more of an internal locus of control and live by a moral compass versus laws or social pressures. So if an introvert chooses you as a friend or lover, it's because they see something wonderful inside of you. For this reason, their circle of friends is often more diverse than extroverts, even if it's smaller. When I was in high school, I was friendly with the jocks, the preps, the cheerleaders, the nerds, the stoners. My close friends were people like me who weren't superficial, who knew who they were, and were good inside. And I didn't really care about what they looked like on the outside or what they were into. I was more concerned about who they were as people, and I'm still that way. Number 11, lonely and alone are not the same things. A lot of people think that being introverted means being lonely. Most of us are perfectly happy in our own company and adore our alone time. We know how to entertain ourselves and can forget that there's a world of people out there until we're reminded. Connection isn't lost just because I don't see you. Connection doesn't happen just because I meet someone in a shared space. Loneliness is about a feeling of being disconnected, and it's a very different thing to an introvert. Now, I'm not saying that introverts can't be lonely. Some are, sure. It's not because they're introverted, though. Number 12. If I pause when I talk, it's not an invitation for you to take over the conversation. Lots of extroverts hate silence, so they just jump in. That's why a lot of introverts prefer to be around other introverts. A pause is a moment to find the right word, streamline my thoughts, or to get clear on what I'm thinking. When two people are present, the other one picks up on that and then creates space. Since we live in an extroverted-dominated world, a lot of people find it normal to talk over each other. And this is one reason why introverts don't speak up. We'd rather not fight to be heard. We want a partner who wants to listen. Number 13, don't call me. Again, this is not all introverts, but a lot of them hate the phone. Text or email, but don't call. It takes more energy to engage in a conversation. It's more of a high-touch way of communicating. And if all you need is a yes or no, or what you're saying is frivolous, it doesn't seem like a good use of time or energy to an introvert. It feels like an intrusion. Number 14, don't ask me personal questions when we just met. It's so funny how Americans will talk all about all kinds of personal things to strangers. You're in a grocery store line with a stranger, and before you leave, you know how many kids they have, how old they are, what they're having for dinner, where they went on vacation, and what they do for a living. It's like having a Ring camera on your driveway. I prefer to talk about social things, ideas, or events before I open up about anything personal, especially in a day and age where we're so disconnected, don't know our neighbors, and everyone is a stranger. It wasn't really so when I was a child and everyone knew each other in their business, but the lines have changed. But I step back when people ask me things about myself or my family, and I don't know them. It feels invasive. Number 15. We dread the seminar opener where everyone has to say their name and something about them. Honestly, I feel like it's a waste of an hour or more. Nobody cares. I'll forget your name because I don't have any incentive to remember it. I won't see you ever again, and I haven't created a connection with you yet. So knowing your name doesn't help me to get to know you or feel good about you. I need more than that. And forcing me to engage in this makes me want to puke. The same is true for the practice at the end of seminars to say something nice about the event or share what you learned. I think that's a lovely thing for participants to do if it comes from the heart. But if everyone has to do it, it's not heartfelt at all and feels false. It feels like you're holding me hostage, and introverts will duck out early, come late, or not go at all to avoid being on the spot like this in a very fake feeling way. So number 16 is everybody doesn't love surprises. For an introvert, this could be one of their worst nightmares. We don't all love the spotlight. We don't all love novelty. You know how I talked about being overloaded earlier? Surprises can cause a full-on meltdown from information overload with a lot of novel information. It's better for a lot of introverts to have a clear view of what's ahead, a lot of time for planning, and a lot of freedom to make adjustments that are within their comfort zone. If you aren't sure about your introvert, ask first. Even happy surprises could derail them. 17. Being quiet doesn't mean we don't know what's going on or that we don't care. Many introverts will only speak when they feel that their perspective isn't being represented or when they feel that they will be heard. It can feel like a waste of time to repeat what's already been said. Many introverts won't want to try to step up if they don't think anyone is listening or cares. The world of an introvert is big. We're taking in a lot of data and weighing it all the time. If you've ever seen an introvert stop talking in the middle of a conversation, you know what I mean. He's noticed that it's not worth the effort to keep talking, so he stops. Period. Dead end. Number 18, don't take any of this personally. It's not about you. It's just a different way of processing and engaging with the world. And once you can see things from this perspective, it can be easier to accept. You say tomato, I say tomato. Extroverts are more interested in making sure that we are okay. Introverts are more interested in making sure that they are okay or that the situation is okay. So they're okay with taking care of themselves because they have to. If they don't, their needs aren't going to be anticipated and no one else cares. Number 19, writing is easier than talking. If you've ever gotten a love letter from an introvert, you might think, whoa, where has all this been? When given the time and inspiration to express their thoughts in writing, introverts can be very expressive. The same is true with thoughts about anything. That same person who doesn't speak at all, or interrupts themselves, or struggles to get out a comprehensive sentence in verbal form can be quite an eloquent writer. Number 20, we value intimate, deep conversations. If you want to turn on an introvert, talk about ideas. Muse about possibilities. Keep pop culture, fashion, chit-chat off the table. Yes, we all do need to go light sometimes, but this isn't what lights up an introvert. Functional conversations, fake, superficial chit-chat, and gossip are a huge turnoff. 21. I'm not boring. A lot of people think that because introverts don't do chit-chat or light up when you're not talking about anything, that they have nothing to say or they're boring. Nope. You just haven't connected yet and you haven't hit on something that they want to talk about. Once this guy was really determined to talk to me, he kept asking me questions. It was my job to answer, so I did with one word or one sentence answers. Then he hit on something that I found interesting, and that's when we began to engage. It can sometimes be a chore to get an introvert to open up. I wouldn't force it, though. If you have to fake it, it's not a great match. Let it go. Or if it's a business relationship, ask what you need to know. Don't do the lighthearted blipper blapper. Number 22, introverts aren't looking down on you. It's not about you. They're quiet because they're quiet. If you want to know for sure, ask, but only if you really want to know. 23, introverts aren't always mad. Now, I couldn't really relate to this one. I have never looked at an introvert and thought, gee, you must be mad, like all the time. But lots of people get this. Maybe it's resting bitch face or just the lack of stimulation to smile. I don't know. I smile all the time and always have, so I can't really speak too much for this one, but we're not always mad. Number 24, introverts can't turn on at the flip of a switch. I find most introverts pretty true to themselves, so asking them to fake it for a party or a social event doesn't really work so well. They'd just rather not go. If you're in a situation where you need your partner or friend to do that, it might be better to leave them at home. Introverts aren't great at keeping up appearances. Number 25, it's none of your business. Now, I just said that introverts don't hide themselves very well, but that doesn't mean they're on display either. Most of their lives are none of your business, so they won't show what's going on. That could be deeply depressed. They could be that they just got engaged and you might not know it. They share selectively, and if you aren't included in those that need to know, it's because they chose not to include you, and you're not entitled to know. Number 26, I'm listening because I'm interested. Introverts tend to be really interested in other people. They're great listeners, and that's why people tell us all their problems. The talking and to listening ratio leans way in favor of listening. And if an introvert is listening to you, they're either really interested or don't know how to get out of listening in a polite way. And introverts can get dumped on too. 27, I want to be invited. Introverts don't always say yes. They aren't party animals, but we do want to be invited. Don't count us out or give up on us. Again, it's not personal. It's me, not you. 28, when you point out my introverted ways of being in the world, it makes me uncomfortable. That's not me, but a lot of introverts hate being reminded that we're, quote unquote, not normal. We know that extroverts dominate, and it's more comfortable for you to have someone smiling, chit-chatting, and getting in your business, but please don't. See me for who I am, and don't expect me to be you. Number 29, if I push back hard, it's because I'm tired of having to set introverted boundaries in an extroverted world. I don't want to be coaxed into being more social. I don't want to have a shell that I need to come out of, and I don't want to have to loosen up. I'm fine the way I am and will stand my ground if you don't accept that. Number 30, just because I'm alone doesn't mean it's okay to interrupt me. Reading a book or listening to music is doing something. It's important to me and valuable. If I'm not giving you my attention, I'm busy. Respect my space. Okay, guys, what did I leave out? Let me know in the comments if this resonates with you. It's hard to be an introvert in an extroverted world, and I hope this helps to connect and understand and be seen. Love you guys. Thanks for being here. And if you want to be seen and accepted for who you are and want to be with others who value you, check out my free group. It's in the link in the show notes. See you next week. Ciao.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help the podcast thrive, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from Laura Giles, you can follow her on all her socials at Laura Giles 804. See you next time.